Hi, and thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
I just received my credit card statement, and it was a bill or a charge for $59.89 from Fat Fit Trends, which I don't recognize. Mm-hmm. And the lady was telling me that I would be credited that amount, and I just want to make sure that I'm taken off of this subscription or whatever it is, and that I'll be refunded that money.
You said you were told that your account would be refunded?
Yes. $59.89. Russell Peretti is my name.
Okay, and then verify for me, please, your address.
51 Grand Banks Circle, Marlton, New Jersey, 08053.
Okay, and I have your email address, paretir@gmail.com.
Correct.
And let's see, your phone number you're calling in from, it matches also, 609-932-0673. One moment.
Correct.
Okay, and it looks like you completed a survey, entered a contest for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
What's that got to do with this $59.89 charge?
Right, well, when you completed the survey, it also signed you up for the Dyson vacuum cleaner. Well, the Dyson vacuum cleaner is what you completed the survey for or entered the contest. In the terms and conditions, it also signed you up for a meal plan app. But that was disclosed in the terms.
Oh, well, I don't want it. I don't need it. So.
Looks like the representative, she transferred to the fraud department. This isn't fraud.
I'm just telling you, I don't need whatever it is. That's really false advertising. That's just wrong. I have no idea that's what we're talking about here. Anyway,
oh, I see. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
The cancellation number is going to be C like Charles. One moment. 920-572-441.
Okay, C920572441.
Correct.
Now, so I'll be refunded the $59.89?
Well, no, the charge is valid based on the terms and conditions. I can check and see what the system will allow me to do. So you were transferred to the fraud department. It's not fraud.
Yeah, are they mm-hmm. shipping me a vacuum cleaner? Is that it?
Well, what happened, no, when you complete the survey or enter the contest for the Dyson vacuum cleaner, it was also for your name to be submitted for a sweepstakes to win that. So you sign up for the meal plan app, and each time you are in the meal plan app, your name will be submitted.
I didn't know anything about a meal plan app, and that's I'm calling up my bank if I hang up with you and you guys.
I didn't hear what you said.
I'm saying that is really a wrong. Okay, there was nothing that I read that had anything to do with the meal plan app. And
yes,
I'm saying that and unless I get returned to $59.89, the other lady said it would be 3 to 5 days that money will be returned to me. If that doesn't
I don't know why she told you that. First of all, she transferred to the fraud department, and you admitted to me that you ordered the Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Well, I'm still trying to understand. Mm-hmm. Am I receiving a vacuum cleaner, or did I just enter a contest?
In a contest. We're assuming the customers are aware when they go online. We assume you read over the terms and conditions. What I can do is a courtesy, because if you dispute it with your bank is going to provide you with a temporary refund pending the investigation. Then we have you on a recorded line stating that you did order the vacuum cleaner, just weren't aware of the terms. So I am able to at least credit 75% back to the account. That would be $44.91. I could do that for you.
All right. Would you please do that? And then I'm not going to get any more materials. I'm not in any other subscription, right?
Correct. Well, not with us. One moment. And you said the representative that transferred the call over to me told you that I was going to refund the charge in full.
No, she said she was going to.
But she said
she
was going
to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
She still wanted me to talk to you for some reason. Look, I just want to get this rectified. All I want to know is what you're going to credit me back and that I will not be receiving any other charges, right?
One moment. Be right with you. And I'm just waiting for that charge to process. I'll be right with you.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, thanks so much for holding. You are all set. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of the credit.
Like I said, I am not any longer any part of any subscription, right?
Not with our company. That is correct.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.